We are very glad to have a special guest this morning, Jed Carney, from the who's the president of the Australian Council of Trade Unions. Welcome, Jed.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jed, we'll get to the Sunday penalty rate cuts in a moment, but just briefly, the ACTU announced earlier this week that you're campaigning for the establishment of a national independent transition authority to coordinate an orderly transition from coal to renewables. Can you paint a vision of how this authority is envisaged to work and what powers it's proposed to have?
Well, as everybody knows, the coal-fired power station industry, I guess, the energy industry is in transition. We are moving away from coal and hopefully towards cleaner energy sources. So there are a lot of people who will be affected by that. I mean, you know, we acknowledge that this is going to happen and that it will be a good thing, but we have to remember that there's hundreds and hundreds of workers who are employed directly in that industry who will lose their jobs. Their communities will be have severe impact on their communities because there's lots of businesses in that area that rely on the industry to survive. And then there's a real personal issue. Like, we had a worker who said that when they privatised the industry down in the Latrobe Valley, the value of his house dropped by over half overnight. So it's quite a profound economic impact. So we think that the transition needs to be planned. It needs to be done industry-wide, not just workplace by workplace, and that there are measures you can put in place that will mitigate the impact on the workers and their communities for the industry. And the only way you can do that, really, is by putting in an independent authority that can oversee the closure or the winding down and do it properly. So we're asking for that that body to be implemented by the federal government. And then if other industries undergo similar change, then such an authority can oversee that change as well.
Yeah, it would be great to talk more on that. But, of course, the big news is the Fair Work Commission announced Sunday penalty rates are to be cut for retail and fast food workers. These aren't the best paid workers in the country. And so what can you say about what these cuts will mean for these people?
We think these cuts are devastating. We are really very, very disappointed by the decision by the Commission. This is the biggest pay cut since the Depression era, when wages across the board were cut by 10%. So it's going to have a vast impact on, well, we think directly around 750,000 workers who will lose anything from $2,000 a year up to $6,000 a year. It's sort of spanning out that looking between 4 and 5 will be the average. Now, that's a lot of money for someone who's on a very low wage. And these are, as you said, the lowest paid people in the country. You know, the impact, it would be devastating. Imagine losing $4,000 a year out of your income. That's your registration, your internet, that's just being able to meet the rent or the mortgage payments. It's going to be really devastating.
I guess the business lobby reckon, you know, that they argue that this is good for the economy and will create jobs. You know, how can it be good for the economy when wages are stagnating or going backwards for the majority of the population?
It's such a bad argument. You're right. Your question's spot on. It's a bad argument from so many angles. We know that wages growth is the lowest they've ever been at the moment, and we've got even the Reserve Bank governor saying that low consumption and the inability to save is one of the biggest problems the economy is facing. And yet, in the face of that, we're seeing the Fair Work Commission cut wages. Secondly, it won't create jobs. There's no way this will create jobs because the poor buggers whose pay is going to be cut, well, you know, they're going to have to work extra shifts. They might have to get a second job. They are going to actually soak up any growth that there might be, in the labour market because of this. And the commissioner himself said at best there will be a modest change in jobs, but it's very, very difficult to tell if that's the case. If you look around the world where wages have been cut dramatically, go to New Zealand, for example, where about a decade ago they cut penalty rates, the effect on the economy was absolutely terrible. Wages plummeted, inequality grew, labour productivity fell. In fact, they had to legislate after a while to raise wages. So there's no sense in this. None. No one wins. It's a nonsense argument, except we think, you know, businesses will be making a bigger profit.
Now, Jed, it would be remiss not to mention this. You'd no doubt be aware that a rebel retail and fast food workers union has been set up. They've got an image doing the rounds on social media that views the decision to cut Sunday penalty rates in the context of the incumbent union, the SDA, signing enterprise bargain agreements that left 500,000 workers across the country being paid less than the award. So what's your view of this rebel union being set up? And do you accept that a lot of people view the SDA as being part of the problem?
Well, this is a democracy and, you know, people are allowed to take the reins and do things that they feel in their heart of hearts is right. And if that's what they feel they are doing, then, you know, all power to them. And I think that in the long run, it will play out. It may be for the best. It may just, you know, mean that people just get tired of squabbling unions and don't join any unions, but it may not be. So I think we, you know, we need to watch and see and keep a brief on how that goes.
Yeah, right. And is this the start of your right to work round two? Can we expect to see Sunday protests, strikes, other industrial action that the ACTU is getting behind to fight back against these pay cuts?
I tell you, this is going to be huge. Malcolm Turnbull had an opportunity to stop these cuts. He could have intervened. He could have made a submission. He could have gone to the commission and said, let's take penalty rates out of the equation, out of your consideration. He did none of those things. He sat back because he knows that this is exactly what big business wants. And, you know, there's at least 60 members of his parliament who've spoken up and said they think penalty rates should go. And we're going to make sure that everybody in this country lays the blame for this squarely on the shoulders of Malcolm Turnbull.
For sure. And do you think this is the thin edge of the wedge? Like, if they get away with these cuts, can you see that being spread to other industries? Like, I know that you're from the nurses union originally.
I am, yeah.
And a lot of nurses, they do Sunday shifts. That's part of their, you know, it's part of your day-to-day budget. You know you're going to be getting those Sunday shifts. You know that you're getting your Sunday penalty rates. So do you think this is something that could be spread and spread to the rest of the weekend?
Absolutely. I reckon as we speak, the employers in those other industries are sharpening their pencils and getting their submissions ready because there will be a full-on attack after this. This is, you know, this is really that pinprick that will turn into a deluge, I think. And, you know, we have to stop it now. We have to nip it in the bud. We have to make sure that this decision is reversed. We have to make sure the people who are going to lose, well, who are potentially going to lose pay are protected. And ultimately, we've got to put the system back straight. And yep, I think you're right. Other people are going to be looking at this and rubbing their hands.
All right. Well, I'm sure you've got a lot of other interviews to get to.
Yep.
Thank you so much for talking to us here at 3CR this morning, Jed.
My pleasure.
And we'll be keeping an eye on this campaign to get these savage cuts overturned. So,
okay. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.